Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Hall of Fame musician Jackson Browne is up for a Grammy again this year. His Downhill from Everywhere is nominated for Best Americana Album. It's Browne's 7th Grammy nomination, but in his over 50-year career, he is yet to win, despite hits like this one.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can.
That's Doctor, My Eyes from 1972. It's one of Jackson Browne's many songs that would hang in the air like a musical question mark.
To leave them open for so long.
Jackson Browne has sold over 18 million records in the United States and been inducted into both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Rolling Stone calls him one of the greatest songwriters of all time. In July, he released Downhill from Everywhere. Here's the opening track. It's called Still Looking for Something.
I'm still looking for something. I'm out here under the streetlight, baby. I'm still looking for something in the night. I might be giving up something. You don't get something for nothing, baby. Nothing you can hold up to the light. If all I find is
so Jackson Browne is still asking questions, and Robin Young decided to ask Browne a few of her own when Downhill from Everywhere was released.
We have to ask first, how are you? Because you were one of the first to announce you tested positive for COVID back in March 2020. How bad was it?
Yeah, I didn't have it that bad, actually. And I knew that. I didn't mean to announce it. I don't really usually alert the media if I'm sick. It's like, it just happened to come up in conversation with someone from Rolling Stone. I was about to release these two singles because I was going to go on the road with James Taylor. And it just came up.
But also, I mean, it's just underscored, even though we feel like maybe some of these songs could have been written during a pandemic with the questions that they have and the urgency that they have, these songs were before the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all written before the pandemic. And I think I've touched a couple of them up during that time where we were shut down and couldn't work. But no, they were on subjects that I was immersed in for, you know, several years before making the record.
Well, some could say you've been immersed forever in some of these issues, you know, questions about social justice, about the environment. Let's listen to another song. This is A Human Touch, which you co-wrote with Steve McEwen and Leslie Mendelson, and sing it with Mendelson. Let's listen.
It's lonely, feel like it's all too much. Reaching out for some connections, or maybe just their own reflections. Not everybody finds it, not like the two of us. Sometimes
again, Jackson Browne, written before the pandemic, you could fib a little and say, no, I wrote this inspired by the fact that everybody was lonely.
Yeah. What we did in that song is it's both about a specific moment in time and about a specific issue, which is the beginnings of the AIDS epidemic. It was for a film called 5B. So it had to be about that film and about that experience, but also it was certainly about the broader issue of where you find love and who people love, and the important part is that you love. So the broader meaning certainly gets heightened, you know, during a thing like the pandemic.
It is kind of a pandemic song, just about AIDS. I want to play one of my favorite songs of all time. Tom Rush's version, Turned Me to a Pillar of Salt. Drake recorded it. Here's your These Days.
I don't do that much talking these days. I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do for you. And all the times I had the chance to.
So Jackson Brown, you said you wrote this when you were about 16?
Yeah.
And you're questioning the things you forgot to do and all the time you had a chance to do it. You were 16. Talk about that sense of yourself even then, or maybe those are just lyrics that sounded good together for you, but was there something you seemed to be born with that had this sense of urgency or time?
What you just said really is probably more like it, just fitting words together that sound good. And
don't say that.
No, believe it or not. There's way you can't sing stuff that isn't true. And for whatever reason, I wrote those lines. I was immersed in, you know, an emotion and a self-reflective moment in time, and maybe discovering for the first time your own fallibility. But I think that people underestimate how intense, you know, young people's emotional life is.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was listening to Dr. My Eyes and I smiled because you have the lines, "It's later than it seems. Just tell me, is it too late for me?" And I'm thinking, you're 23. In the new songs, we have lyrics like, "Time is slipping away, time like a river, time like a train. We're here but for a moment." Talk a little bit about just your sense of urgency now.
Yeah, there's the personal part about it, about being, you know, at old and seeing that you only have a certain amount of time left. But there's also the recognition that we, even when we're young, we're really only here for a while. And then there are the fact that the world is in crisis. The world is in crisis ecologically, economically, politically, you know. The world we're leaving to future generations is really in question. There are really deep questions that have to be answered right away.
Well, let's listen to the title song from the album Downhill from Everywhere. Inspired by oceanographer Charles Moore, who said the ocean was downhill from everywhere. It's true. Let's listen.
Downhill from everywhere, downhill from all you see, the ocean is downhill from gravity, downhill from here, downhill from everywhere, downhill from all of humanity.
Jackson Brown, you know, environmental causes have long been important to you. So are social justice issues, and I'm thinking of this past year with a reckoning. How do you sing about things like that after 60 years without saying, "Listen to me"?
It's a question of how to be most authentic. I mean, I could compare myself with some of my heroes, some of the greats, and say, I don't have. I mean, like Kris Kristofferson, with his incredibly iconic and undeniably American voice, can start a song with, "Well, they're killing babies in the name of freedom. We've been down this sorry road before." I never think of being that direct, but he can do it. It's a question of how to be most authentic. You want to put this in a way in which people will, in which you will persuade. You want to persuade people to see things the way you see them. And so sometimes you strategize too much and you're kind of oblique. Sometimes you're too direct and you people feel that they're being lectured. Yeah. Being able to describe the world in terms that you recognize, and to be able to reveal a truth to yourself and perhaps reveal something to your listeners, that's the coin of the realm, you know?
Yeah. You mentioned touring with James Taylor. What is it like to perform with him?
He's such a master, and he's such a long-standing part of all of our lives. It's a thrill to get to share a stage with him. I'm one of those people who's there to hear him too, you know. This is the funny thing. Arnold McCullough is James's harmony singer, and I use his app. He's got a singing app.
What does a singing app do?
It's called Vocal Ease. And it's him leading you in these exercises. All I can say is that it really works. Like, I wish I always wanted to sing better than I can sing. And that goes for right now. But anyway, it all got sort of moved in a very real way when I started using this app. The real teacher, though, the real singing teacher is singing for an audience. That's when you're really hearing yourself sing and hearing it with fresh ears. It makes a huge difference.
It sounds like what you're saying is live and learn. Okay, so now there's an app. Well, you have it. You wish you'd had it before. Now you have it. I mean, there is just benefit to years spent doing something. I mean, there's something to be said for that ease.
Well, it's funny you said you're talking about that. Apps, you know, like I say in one of my new songs, you know, there are no directions, you know, there ain't no app, you know. I mean, you can sign up for courses or you can, you know, like you can get Arnold's app, for instance, you know, but I mean, in the end, it's your own desire to get somewhere, to answer the questions. It's really the questions that are yours.
As we said, that's where we started. Jackson Browne, the new album is Downhill from Everywhere. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.